Today we are celebrating the feast of St. Thomas, who we hear in today's gospel was unwilling to accept the fact of the Lord's resurrection based on the testimony of the other apostles, but wanted in a way to scientifically verify his resurrection. And so when Jesus appeared the next time, Thomas had the privilege to put his hand into the side of the Lord and his finger into the wounds on his hand and feet as a kind of verification that indeed it was Jesus who had risen from the dead. At the conclusion of the gospel, Jesus points out, blessed are those who will believe, who will not be able to have this same courtesy or privilege that Thomas did of being able to, in a way, scientifically verify that this was in fact the risen Lord. I think in the day and age that we live in, there can be a temptation as well for people to dismiss faith and the truth of faith because they see it as something which is impossible to scientifically verify, and therefore it should be looked upon with skepticism and kept at a distance and not allowed to truly penetrate into the core of people's lives. I think there's two fundamental responses to the skeptic's view of faith and of wanting to be able to scientifically verify everything. And the first point is precisely to say that the ordinary way that we human beings come to learn many, many things in our lifetime is really based on the testimony of others and making an act of belief to accept that what we heard is true. This is true when we're sitting in our classroom as children, that we believe what we read and what we're hearing from the teachers is in fact true. It may be able to be scientifically verified in theory, but we come to believe it based on the one who is revealing it to us. Even as a little example, all of us believe that Australia is an island, but the only way to truly scientifically verify that would be if we get into a boat and circumnavigate around the whole island to ensure that it is in fact surrounded by water. Otherwise, we believe it because someone told us, or we believe it because we've seen it on a map and we trust that the map maker knew what they were doing and are giving an accurate depiction of what Australia really is. But we know it, but we really know it through an act of belief. And this really is a fundamental and normal way that we come to know things in life, is through believing based on the testimony of those who are revealing and based on their authority and credibility. Today's first reading points out that we in the church are the beneficiaries of a structure which has been built on Jesus as the capstone and then has the apostles built upon that foundation. And it really is based on the relationship and the witness of the apostles to Jesus, which then gets handed down through the centuries that we have received and been able to accept today. It is 2,000 years later, but our belief in the resurrection of the Lord is really coming from the gift of faith, but also from that testimony of the apostles, which has been handed down through the centuries to us today. And the second fundamental point is there are things in life which are incredibly important, in fact, some of the most important things in life, which are impossible to scientifically verify. And the big thing which I'm thinking of course, is the love of another human being. You know, for we human beings to experience love in our life is one of the most important realities and dimensions of life that really make life worth living for people. And yet, even the love of another person is something which technically is impossible to scientifically verify. There can be signs of it, there can be a communication to state it, but ultimately the love that we have for other people is something that resides in our heart, in our interior. And again, signs and words can be manifestations of it, but to truly know, it really is something residing within that person. And yet, all of us hopefully can say that there are people in this world that we are absolutely certain love us, and that we can say with absolute certitude that we have experienced this love and that it's made life worth living to that extent. Faith, in a way, is very similar to that. There are signs all over the place of God's presence in this world. There are signs of the truth of our Catholic faith that are all over this world. But it is something technically which is impossible to scientifically verify. But it doesn't mean, similar to love, that we can't have an absolute certitude to know that what has been revealed in Jesus Christ really is true and really is meant to be the fabric and core that dictates and governs how we live our life. Because part of the gift of faith is an interior communication that we receive in our heart or in our mind, coming from God, that establishes the certitude of his existence and of what has been revealed in Jesus. It cannot be scientifically verified, but it can be known with certitude. And love, I think, is a very similar experience. The love of another cannot be scientifically verified, but it can be known with certitude, and it can be experienced. So, my brothers and sisters, today as we go forward, let us ask God for an increase in the virtue of faith in our life, that we truly would be among the people that the Lord says, blessed are those who have not seen but believe. That we are the beneficiaries of a testimony that has arrived to us through the apostles, and that through the gift of faith we have received this interior communication that indicates the veracity of God's existence and also the veracity of his love for us and our life, and also the veracity of all that has been revealed in Jesus Christ, that we would allow this faith to penetrate our hearts and to truly govern how we live our lives. Amen.